Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Bald Eagle Day is this coming Saturday. What programs are being offered? Why should we attend? And why is the event so important for our kids? Let's go in depth with Tracy Spry, Park Ranger with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Lake Red Rock. Tracy, can you believe it's Bald Eagle Days again approaching?
I can't. It's, you know, even looking out the window right now at the office and seeing bald eagles on the ice, It reminds me, though, with the open patches that spring is fast approaching, and usually our Bald Eagle Day event is right on the cusp of our eagles leaving. So part of me says it's coming up fast, but part of me is ready for spring as well.
Well, Bald Eagle Day is, it's an incredible event. People come from all over, hundreds of people attend and learn more about bald eagles, but then also about Lake Red Rock, the different programs the Corps has, education, wildlife. It's just a great time.
I think sometimes that bald eagles are almost a way that people use as a portal to get people outside. We have an amazing amount of people that will just drive around the lake to look for eagles. And maybe they're not outdoorsy people in any other sense of the word, but people are concerned about bald eagles. People like to watch them. And I think it's one way that we can really get out the message about conservation, not only for bald eagles, but for all the other wildlife that we have. And the fact that we have a huge resource in Lake Red Rock here. We're the largest lake in the state. We have a tremendous amount of public land, and it really gives people a reason to come out.
And for those of us that are a certain age, I remember I didn't see my first bald eagle till I was like 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, and I spent a lot of time outdoors. I spent most of the time outdoors when I was a kid. I was 20 years old before I saw a bald eagle. Now I can see 50 bald eagles in a day. It's a remarkable story, isn't it?
It is. And it's not uncommon for us to have people come in and tell us they've seen over 100 bald eagles in one day driving around the lake. Of course, that's going to have to be a very good viewing day, but we have volunteers that repeatedly will give me reports such as that. So it is amazing to see, like you said, in the 70s, if you saw one bald eagle, you were extremely lucky. Today, almost, we're starting to take it a little bit for granted, I think. Seeing one just flying over the office on any given day is pretty much a standard nowadays. So, but that's a good thing. We're very happy about having such positive recurrence of bald eagles in our area, and the number of nesting pairs continues to increase in our state.
Can you tell us a little bit about the events that will be happening on Bald Eagle Day on March 3rd?
Yes, we'll be at Central College's Doustra Auditorium and Graham Conference Center, which is off of University, for the inside portion of the event. And in those, in Doustra Auditorium, we're going to have live eagle and raptor shows, and those will be going on almost hourly from 11 o'clock until 4. The last show runs 3 to 4. And the Raptor Center from the University of Minnesota brings down a live bald eagle and usually three or four other birds of prey. And they'll actually tell us a little bit about their natural history. They'll talk a little bit about what they do at the Raptor Center. They're rehabilitators for birds of prey. And it gives people a really amazing chance to see those birds up close. They'll walk them around the auditorium so you don't have to, you know, worry about getting your binoculars out to see them. It's one of the best opportunities you can get to see those animals up close. And in addition to the Doustra Auditorium programs, at Graham Conference Center, we'll also have Mike Havlick, who's a songwriter, singer, and an environmental educator. He's going to be doing some programs also featuring live birds of prey during the day. And we've got some specific times on our website for all of these events. So if you don't catch it during our interview, people can go back and look that up at lakeredrock.org. But he's going to be doing programs at 12 and 2 o'clock. We'll even have something rather unique this year. Pella Wildlife Company is going to be doing live bat programs for us. The white nose syndrome, which is killing off so many of our bats within our state and throughout the country, it's become a really important environmental issue. And so people will get a chance to see a live bat up close and learn a little bit more about that problem and what's being done to try to solve that issue that's happening. And those programs are going to be at 1 and 3 o'clock. Ron Halsey, our wildlife photographer who lives around the area, does a phenomenal job of documenting all of the fantastic resources we have here, whether it's plant or animal life. He's amazing, and he's going to have his artwork on display. But he's also going to be talking about the Eagle Cam project that's been ongoing here at Lake Red Rock, and he'll have a short program before each Eagle Show that talks a little bit about that. So that'll be new for us this year as well.
Well, and that's a great program, and Ron is an amazing photographer, isn't he? You know, I always say one of Iowa's best wildlife photographers, but I mean, he's incredible.
He is, and he's actually had quite a few of his pictures featured in Iowa Outdoors magazines as well as their annual calendar. So we're pretty lucky to have him right here at Lake Red Rock.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tracy Spry, park ranger with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Lake Red Rock.
One of the other new things that I wanted to mention, too, was in addition to our environmental fair, which has been going on for several years, we feature a lot of environmental groups that will come out and talk a little bit about what they do and how people can get involved. We're actually going to have the Red Rock Arts Alliance at the event this year doing some different kids' craft activities featuring a nature theme. So that'll be kind of exciting for us to have them on hand to help out, too.
Well, they're always good with kids, doing lots of art projects with kids in different venues, so that'll be neat.
It will be. And all of this is free, and people don't need to sign up. They just need to come on out, show up at the Douster Auditorium or Graham Conference Center for any of the programs. Catch part of it, catch all of it. We'll also have outdoor viewing below the Red Rock Dam in North Tailwater. So spotting scopes will be set up and volunteers will be on hand to answer questions and provide a little bit more information.
Well, there's so many things to do. It's so interesting. And one of the best parts, to me anyway, other than learning more about bald eagles and the wildlife in the area, is watching the kids, watching the fascination that kids have. When Douster Auditorium is filled with kids and parents, and those birds are moving around, and we're getting lectures about birds and hawks and eagles. It's special.
It is, and it does bring up the fact that on March 2nd is our school day, and we have a lot of kids will come out just specially for the Live Eagle program that day. We do still have space available for any schools that might not have signed up or want to come, but you're right. Seeing that live eagle, those other birds up close, you can just see it in the eyes of the kids that are there, how special that really is. And really, in a lot of the adults, sometimes I think they're just as excited about the experience as the kids are.
Well, we're so divorced from nature in general. We are in our cars, we're in our homes, we're in our workplace. We don't get out that much, and we don't get... I mean, the Corps has a lot of great programs to get us out in nature, but we probably don't do it enough, and this is a special day that's educational all day long where we can learn and learn and learn.
Exactly, and I really hope people can come to the event and experience that, but you did mention our other programs, and we do have a lot of our seasonal programs already online at lakeredrock.org, too. So if they can't catch us for one reason or another at Eagle Days, they can see what other things are going on. Try to make sure that they can take some opportunities to get outdoors and really enjoy what we have for a resource here right in our own backyard.
Well, I've been reading a little bit lately about nature deficit disorder. It exists, doesn't it, where we're disassociated from what we don't get into it. And that's some of the special feelings that we get when we see people here enjoying this so much. We just soak it in. We soak in the knowledge and the experience.
I think you're right with some of the technology we have today. It's easy to go online and it's easy to look things up that are right outside our back door. It's important to have those resources, but sometimes it almost feels like we need an excuse to get outside and maybe somebody else to kind of help prompt us to do that. And sometimes I think you can view an event like Bald Eagle Days is maybe giving people that excuse to have a little bit of time outside. There's someone there that's going to answer their questions for them, so they don't hopefully feel so intimidated about coming out. There's people there that can give them information. If they're looking for places to go, they need to learn more about the lake, where can we go to see eagles? That's why we have all of the staff and volunteers there, is to help answer those questions. And again, I'm looking out the window and a bald eagle just flew by. And so, again, I really hope that people will realize that these eagles are amazing, and this is going to be a perfect opportunity to get to see one really close, up and personal.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tracy Spry, park ranger with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Lake Red Rock.
I like the environmental fair, too, because you can go around, there's tables set up, and there's people that share my interest with the outdoors, and I can sit there and I can talk to them, and they'll talk at length. I can decide if I want to support their cause or if I want to join, like, the Iowa Ornithologists Union or something like that. There's all kinds of great things, and there's gifts to buy for the kids and all kinds of opportunities to learn.
Exactly, and we have federal organizations, you know, that are on a national level. They've got chapters. We've got statewide organizations that'll come. Iowa Ornithologists Union will be there. You mentioned them. We'll have Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation that was quite instrumental in us getting our Hickory Ridge Wilderness Camp just recently. So they'll be able to provide some good information about their roles and what people can do either to get involved or learn what they know about the resources we have here, amongst others as well. We'll have the Corps. Iowa DNR has quite a presence. They're one of our partners, so they'll have booths at the event. We'll also have our Marion County Conservation Board will be on hand, also one of our partners. And we really couldn't ask for better partners. And, you know, Central College is a huge partner for us as well. They make this event possible by offering us those facilities for this use. So we couldn't be happier and more appreciative of their efforts.
Now, some years when it's cold or it's rainy or it can be anything, especially cold and rainy, I've thought about skipping the viewing below the dam. But I've never regretted, no matter how cold or how rainy, viewing the eagles below the dam. And there's the spotting scopes all set up. And then if you have a question, there's been volunteers. I think last year I ran into Ken Kenyon there.
Yes.
Who was able to teach me and the kids more about eagles. It's just, that's another element that gets us outside. And then what it does is, I think it reinforces people that you can go below the dam any day of the year and see magnificent things.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought that up. And, you know, it can't be easier, too, because we have a heated bathroom in North Tailwater. So if they do get cold, it's close by. We've got a patio heater in an observation area close by. And again, it's very close and a short walk from your car. So it really gives a very easy vantage point for people to get out and about. And then when they do get there, they can learn from these people what they know about eagles. Some of these people are from the Iowa DNR. Some of them specifically from the non-game program. They're the ones that usually know a lot about the latest nesting numbers for the state and are really a wealth of knowledge. Bruce Ayersman and Pat Schlarbaum from the DNR non-game program will be joining us again. And again, both of those are just a library of information when it comes to a lot of our wildlife species for the state. So if any of you got questions, even about non-eagle related questions, they've got some wonderful people there to be able to answer those.
Those are two of our foremost experts in the state on all kinds of wildlife.
Exactly. They're often the go-to people if there are specific issues with, you know, what's the latest survey numbers on our eagle population. Usually I can ask about river otter status. There was, ospreys. These are some of the amazing species that we're seeing, having a comeback in our state. And they usually know the most up-to-date information on how well they're doing.
Another thing I like about the program is you can drop in and out. You can come whenever you want, and there's about a program ready to start, or you can drop in any time below the lake, or you can drop in and out of the tables and talk to people. And for people that have been there, they know they're going to come back. But for somebody that hasn't been there yet, the success of the program is in part reflected by the sheer numbers of people that come. Hundreds, thousands of people come, mm-hmm. don't they?
Yeah, this is our 24th year for this event. Hard to believe. And over that time, thousands of people have come. And the weather, like you said, can be a factor in how well we're attended. But again, most of the indoor programs, it really shouldn't be a factor. But we'd like to think those people have, I know I've heard from many who've come as children with the schools and are now bringing their children back to this event. And to see that generational sharing of outdoor experiences is really what we're here for.
Thanks to Tracy Spry for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.